I'm sure you've heard the saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. I know I say that every Monday morning, but it's very, very important that we believe that. Monday's always a transitional day. Monday's a day we kind of really get into work or school, depending on the time of the year. Certainly, there's going to the bank or doctors. So we want to really allow ourselves to trust in God today. Let me share with you a prayer that's called the St. Patrick's Breastplate. It's attributed to St. Patrick, the patron of Ireland. I rise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to see before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to secure me against snares of devils, against temptations and vices, against inclinations of nature, against everyone who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in a crowd. Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ where I lie, Christ where I sit, Christ where I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of Christ. May your salvation, O Lord, be with us always. Nice prayer, huh? Nice one for beginning on Mondays. Well, the scripture passage I want to share with you today comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, 24. And Jesus said to them, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to do so. Well, that tells us right away something that we should remember regularly, remind ourselves regularly, that the Christian walk is a challenge, that getting to heaven is no cakewalk. Yes, it's true that it begins with our accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, but then we have to walk our walk. And the faith walk is not easy, especially in times in which we live, when our faith is being challenged by all the bad news that's in the media, by all the personal struggles that we have, and by the ridicule that people of faith receive regularly from those who do not believe in God and find organized religion what did Marx call it? The opium of the masses. So just remind yourself that your faith is going to be tested regularly. If you don't believe that, then you're going to be so stunned when maybe today your faith is challenged. Going back to this, enter by the narrow door, narrow gate, some translations say, I want to tell you about something I use at the end of every sermon homily I give when I'm preaching at all the masses on the weekend to invite people to come to the mission. Okay? And I say to the people, yes, I know you're busy. You find this ironic. We have every time-saving device there is, but we have no time. But as a matter of fact, God would like you to make a commitment to come to the mission. And then I go like this. Have you ever noticed how we take back commitments? We go, yes, but. For example, we say, yes, I like to pray, but I can't find the time. Or we say, yes, I'd like to help you, but I don't want to get involved. We say, yes, I'd like to go to the mission, but. And then I hold up my hands real close to each other with just a little gap between the two hands, and I go like this. Remember, folks, Jesus said the gate that leads to heaven is very narrow. You can knock it through a narrow gate with a big but. Usually that brings a lot of laughter out of people. Maybe a little shock. Well, it's a play on the word but, right? The but, and then the colloquial word that we use, but. So I think we all need to realize that. Jesus said, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to do so, because they haven't sacrificed enough to follow Jesus, because they have not traveled lightly and they got too much baggage, because they have gotten off the beaten path because of people's ridicule. The Lord wants us to follow Him in good times, bad times, sickness, health, rich or poor. And to do that, no matter what your age is, if you're listening to the show and you're 6 or 16 or 36 or 86, you got to remember that our ultimate goal is to get to heaven. St. Paul says so clearly to St. Timothy, God wills that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. How many times have you heard me say on this program, earth is not our home, earth is our gymnasium, heaven is our home. So you see with the image of calling earth a gymnasium, that's where you work out, that's where you sweat, that's where you get your cardiovascular system pumping, that's where you burn off calories. This is not easy. You're not going to be able to enter into heaven if you have a flabby faith, because your faith is not going to withstand all the problems that we're facing these days. And in some ways, I would say that our faith is more challenged than previous generations. All generations since Jesus walked this earth has had their faith challenged. Certainly at the time of the martyrs. But in more recent years, especially in the United States, our faith has not been challenged like it is today. Because of terrorism, because of so many different diseases, but because of the frightening news, and the media really does make it frightening, so people watch, so their ratings go up. Because of the frightening news, these are challenging times to be a people of faith. So you do have to let go and let God. You got to hand your problems over to God. You have to say, on this Monday, God, I believe that you will help me handle what today brings. And today may bring some significant challenges. Today may be one of those days where nothing goes right, where you just are not feeling well, where loved ones are hassling you, and you have to let your faith be your anchor, your rock, and your support system. I want to zero in right now, again going back to today's scripture quote, enter through the narrow door. I want to go back to the point I made about you can't go through life carrying a lot of baggage. You're not going to get into heaven if you're trying to carry all your earthly possessions, all your ego accomplishments, okay? And to make that point, let me tell you a story. There's a story told about a farmer, Giovanni, in Tuscany, Italy, where the land is so rich and fertile, and he had farmed it for years and years and years, and his olives and his grapes. One day he's out in his fields, and he has a heart attack, and as he's falling to the ground, he grabs some of his rich Tuscan soil in his hands, and he closes it into a form of a fist, and he dies. Well, when he gets to heaven, St. Peter says, Giovanni, you lived a good life, you can come into heaven, but you have to let go of the Tuscany soil. I'm never going to do that. It's my soil. It's my home. I can't let go of it. Well, then you can't come into heaven. Years go by. His wife dies. She's in heaven. She comes out and says, Giovanni, please come in. I miss you. No, no. Please, honey, let go of the Tuscany soil. Come on in. No, I won't do it. More years go by. Now his children all die and come in. One of his children come out and said, Papa, come on. Come on in. Let go of the soil. Come on and join the family. No, I'll never let go of my soil, my homeland. Years go by. Now, the apple of his eye is his little granddaughter. He always loved. She dies and she comes in out of the gates and she says, Pappy, come on in. Please, for me, will you do it? Come and join the family. Well, he finally opens up his hands and all the soil falls out. And he takes her hand, and he walks through the pearly gates, and what does he see? Tuscany. Isn't that beautiful? We let go of something, we find something. You know what that soil was? It was his God. Well, you can't bring a false god into heaven. There's only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. So, dear listeners, who is your God? Or what is your God? There's a saying, you are what you think about all day long. You are what you think about all day long. So you have to understand, if you're not thinking about God off and on with great frequency during this day, you might want to question where your primary loyalty is. Under whose banner do you march? That's a significant question for all of us. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for fathers, fathers of families, men who are called to lay down their life for their families, men who sometimes are single parents. The wife left, and he's trying to raise the kids. Men who are having difficult times just raising enough money to keep the family going. Please pray for our fathers here on earth. May God strengthen them. May God give him his compassion and his mercy. May God give him wisdom and direction. Now, today's food for thought, which I like, and I hope if married couples are listening to the program today, you'll give this some thought. It says, when looking for a spouse, look more for laughter than for lust. Because I tell you what, those sensual, intense sensual feelings do pass. They do pass as the years go by. They cool a little bit. Laughter, though, is so important for a married couple. They have to be able to laugh through the good times, the bad times, the sickness and health, the richer, the poor. Okay, here's my small attempt today to make you smile or laugh, okay? These children are out in the playground, school playground, and they're making crazy, silly faces at each other. And the teacher sees them making those silly faces, and the teacher says to them, you better be careful now. If you keep on making those kind of faces at each other, those silly, those gruesome faces, your face might freeze like that, and you will be like that the rest of your life. And one of the children said, well, teacher, you can't say. They didn't warn you. Hey, would you like to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? Well, you can let me know you listen to the program. I do really enjoy when I hear from people who listen to the program. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I will faithfully take to prayer. That is a very high priority for me to pray over the intentions that people send me. You can let me know if you want to get my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You can send a check to support my hospital for the very, very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. You make it out to TASH, Inc. and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you do that, God will bless you. And as always, I want to encourage you to visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.